This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The state of Kentucky's death toll from this weekend's devastating tornadoes now stands at 74, according to the governor. A two-month-old whose family tried to protect her by putting her in a car seat, a 94-year-old Korean War veteran from Arkansas, a longtime florist in Tennessee who recently started on her new adventure as an airport security worker, a Kentucky judge known for his common sense. They are all among the dead throughout the five states in the Midwest and South. At a news conference, Mayfield, Kentucky Mayor Kathy Stewart Onan says she's moved by all the help the city is getting after it was torn apart by the storm.
We're here to support each other. We are overwhelmed with the outpouring of help and aid locally, from our state government and from the federal government.
President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Kentucky Wednesday to be briefed by officials on the destruction caused by the storms and visit the affected areas. It has been 1 year since the first of the COVID-19 vaccines rolled out of an American manufacturing facility. That means it's been the first full year of the biggest vaccination drive in American history. Experts believe the vaccine has saved many lives, but has left many behind. The COVID-19 vaccines have proven incredibly safe and wildly effective, and many hoped they would bring an end to the crisis. But a year later, too many Americans remain unvaccinated and too many are dying. According to AP reporting, the U.S. was at 300,000 deaths when the COVID vaccination drive began. Today, the death toll is at 800,000. We have more stories on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.